Okay, imagine this. You walk into your living room, maybe you see laundry piled up, and then this humanoid robot just glides over.
Smoothly, right.
Yeah, really smoothly, and it reaches for like a bucket of popcorn, pours it perfectly for a guest. Then later, it's sorting objects really
It
meticulously.
doesn't feel like sci-fi anymore, does it?
Not at all. This is Tesla's latest Optimus demo, and the movement, it just feels, well, real. Surprisingly real.
Yeah, and what's really striking isn't just, how it looks. These demos, these little viral moments, they hit different because they feel like a genuine peek into that future we've sort of been expecting.
Right.
But this deep dive, it isn't just about the hype. Our mission here is to unpack what these actions, these demos, actually mean technically.
And also, look at how the big players, Tesla, Figure AI, Aptronik, 1X, are actually trying to get these things out of the lab.
Exactly. Into our messy, real homes and workplaces. That's the real challenge.
Okay, let's start with Optimus then. Serving popcorn, sorting blocks. Why are these specific demos important? They almost look a bit basic on the surface.
Definitely not basic. Think about the popcorn. That takes incredible, fine motor control, a really gentle touch.
Okay.
The robot has to tell the difference between a kernel and the bag, use just the right pressure, again and again, even if things move a bit. It's about feedback, decision making in real time.
Got it. And the sorting.
That shows perception, seeing, identifying, categorizing different things, and real autonomy. It's making those choices itself, no strings attached. And that smooth walking you mentioned, navigating slopes, that's huge. That's what takes it from being a shaky lab project to something that could actually, exist in our world.
I remember though, wasn't there that earlier Optimus video folding laundry? And it turned out someone was driving it remotely.
Exactly, teleoperation.
Yeah, that didn't help their credibility much, did it?
Not really. It created a lot of skepticism. So these newer demos, the popcorn, the sorting, the walking, it feels like they're deliberately showing autonomous steps.
Like rebuilding trust.
Precisely. Showing real step-by-step progress in robotics. Moving from, let's say, clever presentation to actual capability.
Okay, so beyond Tesla, who else is really pushing hard in this humanoid race? What's the competition doing?
Well, if Tesla's aiming broad, you've got Figure AI, their Figure 02 robot. They made a point of showing it folding laundry autonomously.
Ah, a direct response to Tesla's earlier demo.
Seems like it. They use their own AI brain, the Helix neural net, to let the robot learn and adapt. And they're also aiming for a general purpose bot for industry and home.
Okay, general purpose from Figure. What about more specialized roles, like
Yeah.
heavy lifting?
That's where Aptronik and their Apollo robot come in. Think industrial muscle.
Right.
Apollo's built for serious work, lifting up to 55 pounds. It even has hot swappable batteries so it can keep going.
Oh, interesting.
And they use these unique linear actuators, sort of like mechanical muscles, for powerful controlled movement. It's designed as a collaborative robot built to work right alongside people in factories, warehouses.
And then there's 1X Technologies with Neo. Their approach sounds quite different.
Very different. Neo is quick, lightweight. But their big thing is this data-first strategy. It's really pragmatic.
How so?
Instead of just polished lab stuff, they're actually putting Neo robots, partly guided by humans initially, into real homes for trials.
Into actual homes.
Yeah, to gather that messy, unpredictable, real-world data, the kind of data you just can't fake in a lab. It's their way of tackling the chaos of real environments head-on.
Okay, this feels like the core issue, right? The messy real-world data you mentioned. That gap between a perfect lab demo and, well, my living room.
That's the fundamental challenge for everyone in robotics, that huge gap between the clean room and reality.
Yeah.
A robot folds a perfect towel in the lab, great,
Yeah.
but what about a heap of clothes in a dark bag? Or a kid's toy left on the floor? Or just different lighting?
Right, infinite variables.
Exactly. How do you train for that? That's the data problem. And that's why 1X's strategy is so interesting. They're going straight to the source of that messy data.
So wrapping this up, what's the big picture here? For these companies, for us.
It tells us this whole humanoid robot thing is definitely a marathon, not a quick sprint. The flashy demos are cool, but the real test, it's mass production, it's making them robust, making them work reliably out here in the real world.
And each company has a different bet on how to get there.
Totally. Different philosophies, different strategies.
So as we watch this unfold, maybe the question for you, the listener, is this: which approach wins out? Is it the general AI vision like Tesla's, the
Yeah.
industrial focus of Aptronik, or that data-first real-world trial approach from 1X?
And ultimately, how might that choice shape how these machines eventually show up in your own life? Something to think about as the future, literally walks towards us.